CR News, I'm Qi Zhi. European leaders have reached a long-awaited deal on combating the eurozone debt crisis. As part of the rescue package agreed to in Brussels, European banks have agreed to write off around 100 billion euros worth of Greece's debt. The deal also includes a write-down of 50% for private bond holders. French President Nicolas Sarkozy also says the European bailout fund is going to be expanded to 1 trillion euros. The current bailout fund is 440 billion euros. China's central government has issued a review of its codification of the country's legal framework, dubbing it a milestone in the development of the legal system. The white paper says the government now has what it describes as a socialist legal system in place as of the end of last year. As the end of this August, the legislature has brought in some 240 laws, over 700 new administrative regulations, and over 8,600 local rules. The white paper adds the laws that are being established are based on the conditions and realities of China. Chinese Vice Premier Li Keqiang has met with South Korean Prime Minister Kim Kwon-sik in Seoul. The Chinese Vice Premier has put forward proposals to develop closer ties between the two countries. The two sides have also touched on the potential resumption of the six-party nuclear talks. Li Keqiang has also met with South Korean President Lee Myung-bak following his arrival in Seoul for a two-day official visit. Authorities in Thailand have ordered a five-day holiday to allow residents of Bangkok to leave the capital ahead of expected mass flooding. The city's bus and train stations and many roads are jammed by thousands of people attempting to flee. Prime Minister Ing Lak Chinawat has warned that all parts of Bangkok are now vulnerable to flooding.
The massive flood water is most likely to overpower barriers and floodgates that protect Bangkok. It is highly possible that the water will spill into the areas of central, the inner and outer ring of Bangkok.
People in several northern districts, some of which are now 90% submerged by rising waters, have been told they should evacuate immediately. Turkey is now seeking foreign aid to help the country cope with the aftermath of Sunday's 7.2 magnitude earthquake. A Turkish news agency is reporting that the government now believes it's going to need assistance for both reconstruction and a temporary accommodation for the thousands who have been left homeless. Turkey has currently rejected any foreign aid until now. Meanwhile, Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan is acknowledging flaws in the government's response in the first 24 hours after the earthquake.
We admit that we failed in the beginning within the first 24 hours. We acknowledge flaws, but these mistakes are pretty normal in such incidents.
So far, over 480 people are confirmed dead, with 1,600 reported as injured. Former Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi's son, Saif al-Islam, who is being sought by the International Criminal Court, has been spotted in the northern part of Niger. Military sources say Saif al-Islam, who has been escorted by pro-Gaddafi fighters, has already established contacts with the Niger's armed forces in the region. Saif al-Islam and his brother-in-law, Abdullah al-Sanusi, are being sought by the ICC for committing crimes against humanity. A leading Chinese demographer suggests that without China's family planning policy, the world's 7 billionth person would have been born 5 years ago. Zhaizhen Wu, dean of Renmin University's School of Sociology and Population, contends that China's population would be around 1.7 billion right now if the one-child policy wasn't put into place in the 1970s. China's population is currently estimated at 1.34 billion. The United Nations predicts the world's population will officially reach 7 billion by the end of this month. In sports world, football's governing body FIFA has opened cases against another 10 officials from the Caribbean Football Union related to the now infamous meeting held in Port of Spain, Trinidad, in May. The meeting led to the downfall of former CONCACAF chief Jack Warner and his Asian Football Confederation counterpart Mohammed bin Hamam. They both left their positions and FIFA's executive committee following bribery allegations stemming from the May meeting. They were accused of attempting to bribe CFU officials to vote for Bin Hammam in June's presidential election against Sepp Blatter. And that's the news from CRI. I'm Qi Zhi in Beijing.